Good morning. Welcome to WAMC Uninterrupted. As part of our series this week, we're taking a moment today to celebrate the powerful arts and cultural programming that makes WAMC a vital part of our community and to ask for your support to keep it going strong. You can call up 800-323-9262. We have staff available to take your pledges on the phone if you would like to support us that way. Or, of course, you can go online anytime at WAMC.org. and support us there. Today we're spotlighting two of our listener favorite music programs, The Jazz Show with Bill McCann, WAMC's Jazz Show. It's a Saturday tradition that brings the best in jazz to the region, sharing deep knowledge, rare tracks, and that unmistakable swing. Hello, Bill. It's good to hang out with you in studio.
Well, thank you. Glad to be here. So I'm carrying the torch for my dear friend Tim Coakley, who's listening this morning.
Good morning, Tim. Hi, Tim. We miss you. Hope you're well. And we're also focusing this morning on Hudson River Sampler with Wanda Fisher, the Hudson River Sampler, a beloved folk program that's been connecting generations through storytelling and song for decades. Hi, Wanda. It's good to see you.
Hi, Sarah. It's nice to see you, too, with your flowered shirt. Yep. You're celebrating spring today.
I just have a lot of T-shirts with flowers on them.
But it's springtime.
It's my uniform, unofficial.
It's springtime.
It is, and things are really blooming right now.
They are blooming. I have a white azalea that would just knock you out. It's wonderful today.
I'll show you a picture of my orange one when we get off here.
Okay,
that's really good.
That's good. we're here to celebrate music, and I call it the Saturday evening local music block, and it's so much fun, and we've been doing it for a long time, and I started in 1982. So you do the math. I'm not good at math.
It's okay.
So I'm not going to try to do the math. But it's been a tradition here at WAMC. And I am proud to be here most Saturday nights. I do pre-record occasionally, but I'm here. You know,
I did not realize that.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow. I do it live, and I like to take phone calls from listeners because I like to have that interaction with the listeners. And every now and then I have to go out of town. Like last weekend, I had to go out of town and I pre-recorded. But most of the time I'm here on Saturday night, and it's very nice because I get to put all my stuff away while Bill is on. So
I get to hear his show.
I get to hear his show, and I'm doing my playlist in between, and then I get to put my stuff away. So now I used to put it away to Tim, and now I put it away to Bill.
The other music show in the block on the weekend is the WAMC Listening Party, mixed and hosted by Lucas Willard, who could not join us this morning because he's running the newsroom today. Okay. Many people wear many hats here, as we know. So shout out to Lucas, of course, for that fantastic program. We're also excited to talk with Peter Hughes about WAMC on the Road, which will include bringing live music directly to our communities and then back to the station to air on the airwaves. It's all part of our mission to make arts and culture accessible to everyone, along with, of course, unbiased reporting and it's free, but we do ask for you to support us whenever you can. Good morning, Peter.
Good morning, Sarah. I am, I feel like the plus one here between two legends of Bill and Wanda. And it's the, they say it's an honor just to be nominated.
Right. We can just keep striving to be as
legendary. But just to be in the same segment, in the same breath, I'm feeling well supported and excited about what we're doing.
And like a little imposter syndrome.
So much.
I feel that way, because these guys both have Eddies. I'm Frankie.
Well, they are both on the wall over there. I will say that if you come visit the studio, you can see our dual Eddies.
Yeah, we have matching Eddies now.
We do.
Actually, mine was a little bit longer coming, but Peter's was just recent. Yours was 2025.
Two weeks ago.
And I was in the audience, and we were hooping and hollering for you.
It was a good moment.
It was a very good moment.
I'm not even going to make a sarcastic joke here. It was very validating and very nice. And just as a small little transition, we received that for having the best live music program over at the Linda. With our live and local at the Linda show. So a very nice capstone to all the efforts we've done there with recording music, and a nice launching pad to the things we're going to be doing.
And what music things are tied into WAMC on the Road currently?
I'm not going to tease anything that's not, because as you know, or may not know, there are so many things so many forks of the fire.
Oh, sure.
There are so many things in development. But what I do know we're going and out to record in, like we've recorded here, but out on the road, recording at other venues. We're going to be at the Van Dyke Music Club, the Jazz Club. I know Bill knows about this one, for the Joe Barna Quartet with Grammy Award winner Ralph LaLama. And if I say any of that wrong, Bill will correct me. And that is on June 26th. You can get tickets for that. Coming right up at the Van Dyke. I'll be there to say hello. We'll be recording that. We'll bring that concert back here to WAMC. On July 17th, we're going to be with our neighbors over around the corner at Lark Hall, who are another lovely, fantastic facility and venue right here in Albany. It's where swing dancing is going, in case anyone wants to know.
Great.
Without skipping a week, every Wednesday, it just moves over to Lark Hall.
Beautiful.
And we're going to be recording the new Master Sound, which is a fantastic jazz funk group, over at Lark Hall on July 17th. I, of course, will be there. Nathan Scheid will be there. And we will do that. And you can get tickets for that through the Lark Hall website. And then this is the best one. I mean, not that those aren't great. But the best
one.
We
love all your children.
We love all our children, but this one is super special because, speaking of Hudson River Sampler.
Yes, indeed.
We are going to be bringing Hudson River Sampler and the amazing, legendary Wanda Fisher live to Music Haven in Schenectady. We've been working with Mona Golub. So on August 16th, Saturday night, we are going to do Hudson River Sampler live with all sorts of folk legends and Wanda and myself and many other WAMC personalities, some of which will sing. That's Wanda. Other ones of us will not. And that's going to be under the stars at Music Haven on August 16th. There'll be food trucks. There'll be all sorts of fun things. We'll be there. And that is free. And you can just come and attend under the stars. And we'll be recording that Hudson River Sampler, as you said, recording for a future broadcast.
Wanda, tell us more about that.
Well, we have three of the best local singer-songwriters confirmed for that. And that they are Michael Jeerling, Dan Berggren, who just was inducted into the Eddie's Hall of Fame, and Kate McDonnell, who is not hearing this because she's in Scotland right
now
touring.
Good for her.
And I'm very jealous that she's there and I'm not. But we do have another person that we haven't yet to confirm, so I'm working on that. Is it who?
Me.
No, would you like to sing?
Sure.
Okay, let's
do it.
And I would love to have you come and sing.
Staff, sing along.
We have it's going to be a great night. We're going to have a lot of fun. And I hope everybody will come out and introduce yourselves. And sometimes I hear people's voices and I know who they are because I can recognize them from the phone calls. And, you know, it's really kind of interesting. Sometimes I will hear somebody behind me in a line at the grocery store or something, and I'll be like, he's the one who calls for Gordon Lightfoot every week.
Every week.
Yeah, every week. Every week. You know? Somebody will, you know, I'll say something to somebody, and they'll say, do I know you from someplace? And it's, you know, I'm sure it happens to you, too. And people will say, oh, aren't you on WAMC? And be like, well, yeah, sometimes, you know. So I think that the real treasure here, though, especially under the theme of WAMC Uninterrupted, is that we are so committed to our listeners. This is why we do this. We don't do this because we like to talk into microphones or we like to hear ourselves on headphones. We don't. We do this because we want our listeners to be happy, and we want the music that we bring to them to instill joy in them in a time when our country is not in the most joyous situation. Let's put it that way. And, you know, I love the music that I play. Don't get me wrong. But I also like to hear from listeners because I do take requests. It's kind of old school radio for me. People call up and they say, well, will you play this? And, you know, I usually just plan my first set to get things going. And then people will call for this and they'll call for that. And I'll go, okay, fine. Okay, fine. But then I have to figure out what goes with that. And it's just not shotgun radio that I do. I don't just say, okay, I'm going to play this guy and this guy and this guy. I have to think in my brain what goes with that request that you call in for. And that's an important part of radio, that the way I do radio. Radio is kind of like, for me, it's my instrument. So it's not one of those things that you just throw out there. There is an art to doing the kind of radio that we do here, the kind of radio that Bill is doing, the kind of radio that Tim did, and even the live broadcast that we re-air that that Peter has been doing and that he will continue to do as we go on the road more. I think that there is such an art to it. If you listen to a different kind of radio where things are just played, you know, you just put two songs together and then you go to commercial, it's a lot different, you know, and they play the same things over and over again, and there's nothing new about it. There's nothing new about, and even the way, even though you're playing some of the older songs, Bill,
right,
there's an art to putting that together.
Yeah, that's like when if I'm listening to some satellite radio, for instance, or jazz, and you can tell when things are programmed by a computer, where the, especially with the segues, you know, that's, you can tell that someone's put some thought into what's going to transition from one tune to the next, how they're going to do the ebb and flow of the music, where they're going to take the listeners emotionally with the music. That's constructing a program. And when you hear, if you're listening a lot of times to satellite radio in particular, where it's a, not a hosted program, you'll get these abrupt crossovers on tunes, and it just, it's almost jarring. You're like, yeah, that wasn't a good idea to have that one end and then this one begin, or vice versa. How did you overlap those? But it's also, to your point, it's the mix of the music. I mean, when I'm listening to Lucas's show, for instance, I mean, where else are you going to hear like a gamelan, you know? But he does such a neat mix of things that it's like a smorgasbord, because each thing that comes next, you don't even know what it's going to be. And then you're like, oh, that's pretty cool, you know? And those are the kinds of things that people get here on WMEC. They get a type of music that you typically not going to find anywhere else. You know, the people, you know, like, for instance, in my show that'll be coming up this week, you know, I tend to do a mix of things and birthdays and what have you, and try to focus on people. It's hard to compress a lot into an hour, but, you know, it's like an interesting mix. I have some Maxine Sullivan, who's not necessarily a household name, and then I have music. Stevie Wonder just had a 75th birthday, so we have some people interpreting his music, and then Betty Carter, Woody Herman, Jackie McLean. These, you know, it's like it's a smorgasbord of different sounds in jazz. But then the key is, how do you put those disparate styles and sounds together so that it's approachable to the audience? That's what a host does. That's what you bring your love for the music. You know, I love the music. It's I call it my therapy.
You know? Well, it's like when you do a live show and you have a musician in front of you, that musician has a set list. When a person puts together a CD, the person who at the controls mixes that CD, they ask you, what order do you want this CD in? So a set list at a live show is the same kind of thing.
It is. And, you know, I listen to, with Lucas and both of you, I'm not just a listener, I'm a fan. And the thing I really like about what you guys do and how you do it, and it's what I try to emulate in a live way, is you are clearly, you know these players. You're involved with these players. And many times they're colleagues and friends of yours, and you've worked with them. It is that kind of careful, quality family curation.
Right.
You are presenting it in a conversation with the audience, which is eventually what we do. Everything is a conversation,
right.
But that is a sharing between you and audience. So when we have live stuff, and we've had this conversation back and forth with artists, will be like, oh, I usually talk here, but I won't because I know we're recording music. No. Please. The more talking, the better, really. The more you can talk about this, the more you can chit-chat with the audience, the more you talk with musicians. This is the difference between this and just a set list or an album cut. We don't want the album cut. We want the experience. We want to hear something you're not going to be able to hear in a way. You're not going to be able to hear it and experience it on any other kind of radio.
Yeah, I think to your point, it's important, like in my show, and I know Wanda does as well, to mix in the local. musicians.
So very important.
They often have great new recordings. You know, Shiri Zorn, I've been featuring her new recording. Mm. The Art Deco Trio, which is made up of some local cats. GNP, another local band. And these are first quality recordings. You know, it's not like just I'm doing someone a favor. It's really excellent music. So it's an opportunity to, here on WAMC, to take a local artist who has top quality music and then give it to this, you know, we have a huge audience here in WAMC. The breadth and scope of where the signal goes is tremendous. So,
yeah, and we're also archiving our music now on Mixcloud so that people can listen at another time if they want to.
Right.
And people are taking advantage of that. So that's WAMC Uninterrupted as well. So this is what we're trying to get let people know about. And I do have to put a pitch in for this, too. I'm sorry.
What?
No, I'm not sorry.
Yeah, don't be.
We're having a Phil Oaks Song Night on
the
24th of May and at the Linda. And it's going to be one of the final live shows there, one mm-hmm. of the final live shows. And we are going to have Reggie Harris, Magpie,
awesome.
Who are Terry Leonino and Greg Artsner. Vance Gilbert is going to be there, and he's coming in from Boston. Kemp Harris. And Kemp Harris has been an activist for many, many years in the Boston area on a number of different levels. And Betty and the Baby Boomers. So this is going to be an absolutely amazing show. So I hope people will
and
come.
And when is it, Wanda?
May 24th. And it's going to be live on the Hudson River Sampler from 8 to 10. That's when the broadcast will end. But we may end up singing a few songs afterwards.
It could go on. And I can't think of a more full circle toast to that room than to do the last live broadcast we do from that room, to be with you, Wanda, and Hudson River Sampler, and that kind of joyous celebration. It's a celebration in
it
many
is.
Ways.
It is.
And it's the right way to go.
And it's also a tribute to the 88-year-old Sunny Oaks, who is not going to come, but we're going to hear from her in a pre-recorded segment. So
great, that works.
She's 88. She told me she can't stay awake after 8 o'clock. So, you know,
please, I'm
42
and
that.
I barely can.
I
just wait till it gets dark out so I can legit
I
go to bed.
I understand that.
Yeah.
No, I understand that. I'm 76 and, well, I stay up late, but, you know, but that's another story. But I think that these are the kinds of things that we do here at WAMC. We take some risks. And some of the Phil Oaks songs are pretty caustic. And we may hear from some of our audience members, oh, you know, you're talking about some of the today's political things. Phil Oaks died in the 70s. So we're not talking about today. We're, you know, it's more things change, the more things stay the same, you know, and some of the lyrics that you'll hear during Phil Oaks Song Night. So I'll stop preaching.
Folk music has always been, a little political. I think that's just true.
A little
true.
Political? Yes,
yeah.
A little political.
Tickets
what they call topical songs.
Let me do the bit I'm supposed to do, which is tickets and information for the Phil Oaks Song Night on May 24th are available through thelinda.org.
And let me do the bit that I'm supposed to do. You can support WAMC anytime by calling up 800-323-9262 or pledging online at wamc.org. Today, we've been featuring on this WAMC Uninterrupted program some of our music and arts programming, including WAMC On the Road, which is being helmed and headed by Peter Hughes, Hudson River Sampler with Wanda Fisher, and the Jazz Show with Bill McCann. Bill, of course, is also the longtime host of the Sunday morning edition of Jazz on 90.9 FM and the president of A Place for Jazz, which I meant to mention when I introduced you. But
that's
I feel
okay.
Like you are due all of your flowers, sir.
Well, we got great shows coming up. Placeforjazz.org, David Murray on September the 5th, Peter Bernstein Quartet after that. Then we have Sarah Hanahan, who's up and coming. We have our very own Leo Russo in a quintet. And then Tyreek McDowell, who won the 2023 Sarah Vaughan International Vocal Competition.
Yeah.
So we have a nice mix of music, and that's aplaceforjazz.org.
Aplaceforjazz.org, thelinda.org, wamc.org. We have got .orgs for you if you're listening
yes.
right now.
.org.
You get a .org. You get a .org.
You get a .org.
Peter, Bill, thank you for being here.
Thank you.
We're out of time, Wanda.
Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I'm sorry. The phone number is 800-323-9262. The website, wamc.org. We'll hear more from you during the fun drive, which is coming up on June 2nd. The roundtable panel begins after news from the BBC.